Today's devotional is Psalm chapter 9. Psalm 9. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice. And he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the people with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the people his deeds. For he who avenges blood is mindful of them, does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me. O you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk in the pit that they have made. In the net that they hid, their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. This psalm, as with many psalms, is a declaration of praise. The first two verses make this clear right away. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. David, the psalmist, actively takes action to praise God, giving thanks, recounting, being glad, and exulting in God. The main reason for this praise in this psalm, or at least one way of putting it, is that God is the righteous judge. God is the righteous judge. Both verses 4 and 7 are about him sitting on his throne for judgment. David says that God is working for justice in two ways. First, he hears the cry of the afflicted. Verse 9 is very powerful. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. For the oppressed, including David himself, God is a stronghold, a sure place to go to find refuge and protection from the enemy. David entrusts himself to this nature of God, this protective and sheltering nature of God. I'm reminded of how we see this in the life of Jesus, who called the poor blessed, and who sought out the have-nots in society, and who brought out physical and spiritual healing where there was just brokenness in those areas before. Second, in addition to hearing the cry of the afflicted, God is a righteous judge because he punishes the wicked. Verse 5 says, "You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever." He does not let the wicked just keep doing whatever they want, but he rebukes them. He makes them perish. He blots them out forever. He has the power and the ability. He is the only one with the power and ability to give eternal consequences when that's appropriate. And this idea of judging the nations is the theme throughout the psalm. God is big enough to judge nations. When they try to harm his people, he will give them what they deserve. Another verse says, "The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands." Once again, David gives God praise for being a righteous judge, both hearing the cry of the oppressed and for punishing the nations that do evil. Let's follow suit and also give God praise for being a righteous judge. He still hears the cry of the oppressed, including us whenever we find ourselves in that situation. And he still judges those who do evil against him and purposely disregard his ways. I encourage us to pray through this psalm and, like David, actively give thanks and praise to God for being the righteous judge. Let me pray for us. Lord, we praise you for who you are. God, thank you that you are our righteous judge. God, you are not just a judge who makes his own decisions arbitrarily, but God, you are the righteous judge. God, you created everything, and God, you are the source of all good. And God, we pray that you would help us to realize just how you see everything, and God, how you are working for justice. Help us also to have more of your heart for your people. Won't you shape us and mold us, God? In Jesus' name we pray.